This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, which means it is time once again for Popek Parliament. Kelvin, you have had quite the day. Were there any interesting developments that happened out of Dewan Rakyat?
So one of the things discussed today was regarding the Sexual Crimes Court Against Children. Former Minister in Charge of Law, Azalina Othman Said, asked Deputy Law Minister Hanifa Maidin whether the man suspected of raping an 11-year-old baby earlier this month would be brought to the special court. Hanifa said that since this case involved murder, it will be tried under regular court. He also said that the government is looking into any potential shortcomings with the Sexual Offences Against Children Act 2017. Among the things they've noticed is that complainants often retract their report or fail to show up in court.
Saya tak kata akta ni akta yang betul-betul perfect. Tapi bagaimanapun saya rasa sekiranya ada kekurangan-kekurangan itu kita akan pastikanlah ia akan ditutup lah. Cuma sekarang yang untuk makluman yang berhormat, yang maklumat yang saya ada, masalah yang dihadapi dalam kes pendakwaan ke atas seksual kanak-kanak ini, dia bukan sangat masalah evidence itu, tapi masalah yang kebanyakan di pihak penyiasatan. Contohnya, saya nak beri contoh, pengadu tarik balik report, pengadu tak dapat hadir di mahkamah atau keluarga. Dan ini saya telah pun minta pihak pegawai, kita akan minta satu kajian menyuruh lah. Kalau kerana benda ni berlaku kerana masalah kewangan, kita akan pastikan benda ni akan diambil kira dengan sepenuhnya. Sekian, terima kasih.
So that was Deputy Law Minister Hanifa Maidin. What else did you take note of today?
There was a mention by Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng about cryptocurrencies. This was in response to a question by Wang Semaju MP Tan Yi Q, on whether or not the ministry is planning to set up an overseeing mechanism for cryptocurrencies. Guan Eng said that there's a need for caution when it comes to introducing bitcoins or cryptocurrency, and that should anyone be keen on doing so, the final say lies with Bank Negara.
Pihak Bank Negara yang menjadi pengendali dan juga pengurus tentang semua teknologi kewangan yang baru masih mengkaji dengan secara mendalam tentang pengendalian kewangan berteknologi baru seperti ini. Tentu ada pelbagai pihak yang juga cuba memperkenalkan kaedah-kaedah ataupun mekanisme mereka secara tersendiri. Dan di sini saya ingin menyaksikan semua pihak, tak kira dari mana, yang ingin memperkenalkan teknologi baru, baik Bitcoin, cryptocurrency dan sebagainya, untuk rujuk semula kepada Bank Negara. Janganlah kita cuba buat sesuatu yang mungkin akan menghadapi masalah. Tapi pada masa yang sama, kita pun tak mahu sebut bahawa kita nak halang. Kita mahu ada minda terbuka tetapi tertakluk di bawah peraturan yang sedia ada.
So, you know, since I guess this original question was about illicit financial flows, the discussion I think naturally went back to 1MDB. There are calls of protests coming from Lenggong MP Dr. Shamsul Anwar Nasarah about what he thought was really a stale topic.
Saya rasa contohnya sekarang, termasuk dari pihak pembangkang, tidak boleh nafikan bahawa skandal 1MDB ini memang sesuatu perkara yang serius.
Ada poin lain kah? Lain poin tak ada.
Lengong minta kebenaran dulu.
Ya, kerana pembangkang tak ambil berat tentang 1MDB. Itu sebab pembangkang sekarang
cari poin tak ada. Ini Menteri Kewangan tak ada poin ni. Pusing-pusing sama juga. Pusing-pusing sama juga. Poin tak ada.
Jawapan.
Tak ada fakta kah?
Lengong, berapa kali nak saya bagi peringatan? Sila, yang mana?
Itulah masalah orang yang tak mau menghadapi berdepan dengan realiti dan hakikat. So, you are just like an ostrich in the sand. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Itulah sebab
sudah kes mahkamah lah, apa lagi?
Itulah sebab
sudah mahkamah.
Masalah skandal yang berkaitan dengan illicit outflow, inilah yang menjadi negara kita parah dari kedudukan fiskal. Dan sekiranya pembangkang tak mahu akui ini saya rasa tidak bertanggungjawab dan tidak menjalankan tugas sebagai seorang ahli parlimen kepada rakyat Malaysia. janganlah lari. Jangan lari daripada keniatan sedemikian. Apa yang berlaku adalah satu skandal yang maha besar. Banyak penutupan pun dah dijalankan. Tapi tidak mahu diakui oleh pihak tertentu. Tentu tak apa, baik di mahkamah ataupun dalam dewan ini. Kita akan cari sampai lubuk cacing kalau perlu untuk memberikan keadilan kepada rakyat Malaysia. Sekian, terima kasih.
Terima kasih Yang Berhormat.
Meluran tanya lain, jawab lain.
Anglo pun tak selesai.
Lubuk cacing.
Maha besar. Big words from Groning today.
I did not think that we were going to hear that phrase used on Pop It Pop It Parliament today. Just to go back a little bit, I mean, we've been hearing a lot about the Harapan coin, I guess, and
yeah.
We haven't actually talked about it that much on this show. Let us know what you think, though. I mean, would you be happy buying into a cryptocurrency kind of by the government? Are you interested in seeing us move away from being a cash-driven society to a cash-free society? These are the kinds of conversations that have been circulating quite a bit. I think our Prime Minister has also made mention of how he's looking to an example like India for how a cash-free country, or how a country can rely less on actual, like, you know, paper cash. Let us know what you think. Would you like to see that move begin? You can call us 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, Kelvin, were there any updates from beyond the chambers?
Yes, there were. So Human Resources Minister M. Kulasekaran held a press conference to talk about Talent Corp, which was, of course, introduced back in 2011 to address the availability of talent in the country. He revealed that since GE14, there's been a 20% increase in the number of applications under Talent Corp's Returning Experts Program, or REP. And since 2011, they've approved a total of 4,942, or 60.5% of the total REP applications.
We are urging Malaysians, all those who have gone overseas and have seen the other part of life, to come back. This is a new government, new hope. So we want the media to carry up the story so that it will be seen by many people around the world, so that people can understand that there is great hope and changes in this country.
That was, Human Resources Minister M. Kulasekaran. And we also had Deputy Speaker Ngah Kor Ming, who held a press conference to talk about the death sentence.
So what's the update there?
So he suggested for the Cabinet to refer to the Special Select Committee, which had been set up to reconsider the repeal of the death penalty. Ngah Kor Ming said that this would allow more complete research to be done before making the big decision. And he had seen the need for this after observing a strong reaction to the abolition of the death penalty.
Seperti yang dikatakan oleh Menteri Undang-Undang, sekiranya kita nak mansuhkan hukuman mati, ia melibatkan pindaan 33 section di bawah 7 akta yang membawa hukuman mati. Cadangan saya rasa adalah cukup munasabah. Ia selaras dengan doktrin pengasingan kuasa, khususnya Parlimen pada bulan Ogos telah meluluskan jawatan kuasa khas tersebut. Maka isu sebesar ini haruslah saya menyeru Kabinet sedia mempertimbangkan cadangan ini, rujuk kepada jawatan kuasa khas, dan supaya round table meeting can be held, kita boleh buat roadshow supaya mendapat feedback daripada rakyat berbagai lapisan sebelum satu keputusan yang paling baik boleh dicapai.
Now also pointed out that there are different options with regards to the death penalty. That would include either complete abolition or removing the mandatory death sentence, or even distinguishing between different categories of murder.
Katakan hukuman kes pembunuhan kali pertama, dia mungkin diklasifikkan sebagai second class murder. Okay. Kedua, katakan hukuman kes pembunuhan bersiri, dia rogo dan kemudian dia bunuh. Katakan, okay, dan dia bukan bunuh seorang, dah bunuh banyak orang. Dia mungkin boleh diklasifikkan sebagai first class murder. Oleh kerana itu, ini melibatkan pelbagai interpretasi undang-undang dan melibatkan juga perbahasan masyarakat madani. Adalah wajar supaya isu seberat ini dirujukkan kepada jawatan kuasa khas.
I don't think anybody doubted that if we were to abolish the death penalty, we needed to put a lot of thought into it. I mean, into how exactly it was going to be done. But I'm really hoping that this government doesn't fall into the habit of kind of saying things that would make certain segments of society very, very happy and then pulling it back always just a little bit whenever they receive backlash. Because I think we're seeing that pattern emerge quite a bit. It's like, hey, we're going to abolish the death penalty. Yay! Followed by a bunch of people saying, well, what about the murderers? What about the rapists? And then them going, oh yeah, we need to consider that then.
I also don't know how much more research they need to do, actually, because I'm sure they've engaged a lot with NGOs and stuff like that, who probably has done extensive research. There's also research we can take from organizations and governments overseas who have actually done who have actually abolished the death penalty. I don't know how much more we need, really. Maybe the Select Committee is just it's more of a political thing. They want to, you know, placate some of the people who have reservations about abolishing it.
I guess I just wish that if you were to play your political cards, you wouldn't do it with cases that involve people's lives. You wouldn't do it in, even though this is a sensitive issue and therefore one that's very emotive for a lot of people. So I guess it's an easy card to play. I just wish, you know, if you're going to make announcements, stand by them. And I would have wished that you would have done all this research before you made the announcement rather than saying it followed by, oh, right, actually, we have so much to consider.
I don't know. They better stick to the guns with this one, I hope.
Of course, our tone of voice is partly because over the weekend there was some big news. The government's decision not to ratify the ICERD, for example, we addressed that in brief on Friday, including with Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah. There was also the Auditor General confirming that the 1MDB audit report had been tampered with. Did anyone comment on either of those issues?
So let's start with ICERD. Amanah Vice President Mahfuz Omar was asked by reporters for his opinion. He advised those planning to hold a rally on December 8th, the purported anti-ICERD rally by PAS and UMNO.
The one that was going to be really huge.
Yeah, to celebrate the non-ratification through other means.
Kalau kabinet telah membuat keputusan untuk tidak ratify, jadi tak ada apa keperluan untuk nak demo. Bagi saya, tak ada keperluan. Demo mesti ada hala tuju. Mesti sesuatu tindakan langkah kita mesti adalah hala tuju, termasuk demo. Demo bersih untuk pilihan raya bersih. Hala tuju dia. Kalau demo nak bantah ICERD dah tidak akan diratify, so tidak ada keperluan untuk nak demo sebab tidak ada hala tuju. Kalau sekadar untuk nak mengatakan majlis kesyukuran, saya cadangkan semua buat sujud syukur dan buat kenduri pisang di masjid, di surau, di seluruh negara. Daripada menghabiskan wang untuk sewa bah dan sebagainya, lebih baik wang itu dikumpul untuk membantu fakir miskin dan sekolah-sekolah agama yang ada dalam negara kita. Jadi saya fikir harus ada kematangan daripada semua pihak.
That's a good idea. I think just to put it simply, that is a good idea. Were there comments on the 1MDB report?
Yeah, so we found out over the weekend that Auditor General Dr. Madina Mohamad had confirmed claims by Utusan that former Prime Minister Najib Razak had indeed instructed for changes to be made to the 1MDB report. That included notably the removal of a part that mentioned Jolo's attendance at a 1MDB board meeting. I guess I'll point out a comment by Rombau MP Kari Jamaluddin, who said that he would feel very disappointed in the event that tampering were proven to be true.
Kalau itu benar, kenapa ada kenyataan daripada Ketua Audit Negara yang mengatakan bahawa ada arahan untuk meminda laporan tersebut? Ya? Jadi di situ ada percanggahan, penjelasan daripada Dato' Najib dan juga pendirian daripada Ketua Audit Negara. So kita tunggu mungkin penjelasan daripada Ketua Audit Negara tentang perkara ini dan juga siasatan yang telah pun bermula pada hari ini dengan beberapa orang dipanggil ke SPRM untuk memberi keterangan. Kalau berlaku arahan untuk memadamkan kehadiran Jolo di lembaga mesyuarat lembaga pengarah 1MDB, ini adalah satu tindakan yang serius, yang mengecewakan. So kita tunggulah hasil daripada siasatan.
So I suppose that the 1MDB, you know, kind of scandal is going to be something that's discussed for a very, very long time. I don't feel it dying down anytime soon, right?
I don't think so either, especially if you consider how long the court cases will take when you look at just how complicated and how long it has this case has been building up, right? I think what the 1MDB thing maybe started from the year 2011.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose... I don't think, just to say, I don't think this will be the last disappointing revelation that emerges from the ongoing reports, because I think overall it was just an incredibly disappointing time in our country. I don't think there's any good news that's going to emerge from what has happened in the past. It's worth saying, though, do get in touch with us. I mean, we were speaking earlier about cryptocurrencies. Yeah. We were speaking earlier about the death penalty. Let us know what you think. Would you like to see Malaysia hold firm on the fact that we've said we're going to abolish the death penalty? Would you like to see us move towards a cash-free society? Two very different topics, but it is Talk Back All Day, and we do talk about every single thing. You can call us 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got some messages and then a track by Cream, Dance the Night Away, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.